What often strikes Westerners about world music is its use of exotic non-European structures, rhythms, and timbres. But the flow of musical ideas goes both ways. Reviewer Mark Jenkins says that's illustrated by the Moroccan group called Aisha Kandisha's Jarring Effects, whose music owes much to Jamaica and the Bronx.
Since the popular success of Mars' 1987 hit Pump Up the Volume, European dance music producers have often used traditional Islamic chanting. Still, it's unusual to hear an Arabic wail used the way it is on Shabization, the new album by Aisha Kandisha's Jarring Effects. That synthesis of hip-hop and traditional Moroccan music is called Nabrik. The interesting thing about it is that it's not an example of some Western music maker's taste for the exotic East. Instead, the song demonstrates a taboo-busting Moroccan band's interest in the mysterious West. Working with New York jazz, funk, and rock producer Bill Laswell, the septet has combined the swirling frenzy of Moroccan music with electronic percussion and the heavily echoed bass of Jamaican dub. Moroccan music was actually one of the first exotic styles discovered by Western hipsters in the rock and roll era. The Beat Generation expatriates who took up residence in Tangier in the 1950s became followers of the ritualistic style of the master musicians of Djajouka. In 1968, Rolling Stones guitarist Brian Jones recorded that group for an album whose production style favored the era's psychedelic predilections. Now Laswell and such American collaborators as former Funkadelic keyboardist Bernie Worrell have given the sinuous Moroccan style a 90s update. In their way, the members of the Jarring Effects are as irreverent as Western punk rockers. They name themselves after a legendary demon whose attacks are said to leave people in a state of shock. In fact, one of the purposes of traditional Moroccan music is to cure victims of such encounters. Shabization is named for Shabi, the Moroccan term for popular music, and its goal is more typical of Western rock. Songs like Fin Row intend to transform their listeners not by calming them down, but by stirring them up.
Mark Jenkins is our reviewer. The CD is called Shabization by the group Aisha Kandisha's Drawing Effects.